at the 2017 Correlation Client Conference in San Diego. And look who we ran into, Mr. Gary Perez from USC Credit Union. How are you, Gary?
I'm great. Always good to be with you, Mike.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Always good to have you in the studio lounge.
Yes.
Hey, you gave a great presentation yesterday. I've seen it before, but it was great even the second time. So, and we're not talking about the USC Trojans, which you talked about a lot.
Yeah. But probably too much.
Well, but no, it was fun. It was a great way to start it out. But you're talking about the CEO turnover that's taking place in our industry right now. And it's not, and you're saying it's not just the CFOs who are going to take over, or the CEO, it's the CIO. It's the technology people and the marketing people. Why is that?
Well, our industry is changing at a breakneck pace,
oh, yeah.
Mike. The future of our institutions lie in our ability to connect with members when they want our product, mm-hmm. where they want our product, mm-hmm. and they want to receive value-added credit union product, mm-hmm. From us when it's convenient for them,
yep.
not for us.
Yep. No doubt. And so, and you say regulation is keeping disruptors out of our industry, which is a good thing. I mean, we're all talking about, oh my gosh, regulations, that's killing us. But in this case, it's a good thing, right?
Yeah. First off, I'm an outlier in that I don't spend a lot of time bemoaning the fact that we are in a regulated industry and that regulations are overwhelming our shops.
Mm-hmm.
We knew what we were getting into when we signed up to be credit unionists,
right?
And while regulations today are far beyond anything that any of us could have envisioned, the fact of the matter is, at least in this context, regulations are our friends.
Right.
In that there's a reason that the Amazons and the Googles aren't targeting the credit union space. Well, there are several reasons, but one of them, is that we are so heavily regulated that they don't want to have any part of what we do. And I see that changing a bit in that SoFi just announced, that they've made application or likely to receive, and I think it's an industrial bank charter.
Oh, wow.
So it may be changing. They need access to capital, and being able to raise capital from depositors is something that is the benefit of a bank charter. But so far, I'm very comfortable with the credit union regulatory environment, as restrictive as it is, because there are definite benefits.
It's kind of our own little cocoon.
Yep, it is that.
Well, and you mentioned SoFi. Let's talk about SoFi for a little bit, because you brought them up in your presentation,
sure.
And they're very credit union-like, at least on the outside they are. Can you give us a little bit more on that?
Well, look, this is an amazing organization. Say what you will about fintech companies. SoFi is an amazing company. They've been around just 5 or 6 years, right? They've funded over, $18 billion in loans, primarily in the student loan space. But they're entering the mortgage space and the unsecured loan space, and they're doing an amazing job. They're a very progressive company. That's, if you look at their website, they're very credit union-like. I mean, they even call their customers members.
Hey, wait a minute.
And they're serving 230,000, give or take, customers now, and they're doing it with fantastic value-added private student loans, by and large. They're using advanced algorithms to be where their customers are, when they are in the market for a mortgage loan or a private student loan. And I think it's something that we in the credit union industry should emulate.
I agree. And you also mentioned in there that, I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah. That's all right. I'm always like that.
Yeah, me too. Just drew a blank right there. No, they did it all in five. They've done this this in 5 years.
It's amazing.
I
had the privilege of speaking with their CEO prior to their launch. And at the time, it was in the context of how we might work together, further our shared mission of providing student loans to the USC community. Mm-hmm. It became very apparent that we were more likely to be competitors than partners. And I must say, the speed with which that they developed their programs and delivered or executed on their strategy is something for all of us to take a page from.
Yeah, speed is the key these days, even for credit unions. I mean, what's your take on the whole kind of Amazon effect that consumers are having these days? Because we're kind of getting spoiled as consumers, because we all want the one-click thing. How does that transfer over into a credit union environment?
It makes us better credit unionists.
Okay.
Right? You know, the fact of the matter is that capitalism works.
Yeah.
And in this context, those of us that understand the challenge of fintech, that realize that the good old days are forever gone, and that we must be nimble, we must develop products, we must develop the digital strategy, we must develop the advanced algorithms that allow us to, again, be where members are, provide them product when they need it, and provide them with fast and easy answers and fulfillment methods. Yeah, that's the ticket to our future.
Yeah, because Matt, I forgot his last name. Matt
Davis.
Matt Davis, my apologies, right. Matt Davis. Mm-hmm. He was up there talking about how it used to be how credit unions would, you know, you would apply for a card, you would get it, you know, 30 days later or a week later. You can't do that anymore. It has to be like tomorrow or not.
It has to be in the next 2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay, my bad.
It really has to be immediate.
Yeah.
And as our friend Brett King has mm-hmm. shared over and over, you know, the way the algorithms are changing now, computer technology is such that we must be able to deliver answers to members, and actually deliver product, deliver closed loans to members, with the speed with which humans just can't match. And you know, our investment in technology has to be such that we can identify members that need our product, solicit them immediately, fulfill their application almost immediately, and then fund the loan with the minimal amount of human intervention.
Yeah, because you brought up Rocket Mortgage or whatever yesterday, was like, press a button. Yep. Even though it's a higher rate, yep. are people willing to sacrifice that, you know, to go through the pain and of a whole application
yep.
process?
Yep. Again, it's a whole new frontier.
Yeah.
And the power of the fintechs is that they are monoline companies. They choose a product, and they execute on it extremely well. And what they're doing is disrupting our industry. And that's okay. I believe in the credit union model and the credit union ideal. And I think those of us that understand that the future is in matching, if not exceeding, what they're doing, then you know, we'll be okay.
Great message to end on. Gary, thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Always fun. Always a pleasure.
Thank
you so much.
We'll
keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you.